Another week, another reason for people to worry about what the U.S. central bankers talk about at tomorrow morning's closed meeting of the Federal Reserve. People call this an emergency meeting, but it's not uncommon for the Fed to hold meetings that aren't posted on its calendar. You can see that calendar by tapping the button below. The meeting is not on that calendar. I'm guessing there's more urgency to this one because of the near collapse of the UK's pension funds and rumors that China and Japan are about to sell their stockpiles of US treasuries and dollars, if they haven't done that yet. But this is not a macro newsletter. From the outside looking in, it seems pretty simple to me. The Fed will stop raising interest rates once US inflation goes below 4% or the target rate goes above 4%, and not a moment sooner. The only question is how it gets there and which comes first. In any event, I'm back to posting on Medium and other outlets. I had to step back from free content to take care of important non-crypto activities and do some content and business planning. But I'm back now. When you have 2 minutes, read my latest post, 2 minutes on crypto for October 1st, 2022. You can read that post by tapping the button below. And also catch my Bitcoin and altcoin market update from last week. You can get that as well from tapping the button below. Listen on for a poll and some content you may enjoy, and scroll down for a meme that may make you laugh. Did you know I have a list of newsletter recommendations? You can see that list by tapping the button below. Substack, my newsletter provider, only gives me space for 7 recommendations, but I subscribe to more newsletters than I can fit on the list. When you listen on or if you scroll down below, you'll notice a section for job listings in crypto. That section comes from the Tools for Crypto newsletter, aka TFC, and you could subscribe to that newsletter by tapping the button below. They cover Web3 platforms, products, and stories for free. Poll: if forced to choose, do you think Bitcoin's price will ever go lower than $17,600? Again, you can select yes or no. Throw your bored apes in the trash. Pseudonymous author O.C. Ripley gave a nice rundown of some NFT use cases and compared NFT blockchains. Tap the button below to read his, her, or their Cointelegraph article, Throw Your Bored Apes in the Trash. And by the way, the article talks only a little about bored apes. It's mostly about the larger NFT paradigm and investment concept. Clever headline, though. If you've subscribed to me for a while, you know I follow YouTube trader Alessio Rastani. While I don't suggest doing anything because a YouTuber said so, I'd suggest you follow Alessio and watch his videos. He posted an alarming video about the US stock market, noting a technical pattern that has led to drastic declines most of the time. By now, you know I own stocks because I have to as part of my portfolio strategy, but I'm not a big fan of them for a few reasons. First, the overall market is still overvalued against all historical benchmarks. Two, too many businesses have no profits and they will drag down the rest of the market as the world's economies deflate. Three, index investing has stripped valuations of any relevance to anybody who isn't an expert in stock analysis. And four, generally, the upside is smaller than properly financed investment properties and crypto, though individual stocks may offer great deals right now. If you're trading the market, none of that should matter to you. You only need to think about how to place your bets as the market goes up and down. This video may help you do just that. If you want a job in crypto, listen on. All the job listings I report come courtesy of the Tools for Crypto newsletter without edits or commentary. If you want to be a front-end developer for Phantom Wallet, or if you want to be a Swift iOS engineer for Wallet Connect, or if you want to be a business development manager for EVMOS, or if you want to be a community manager for the Fallon Network, or if you want to be a project manager for ENS, scroll down and tap the buttons below. Click on the links below to read the position descriptions, and maybe you see something that fits what you're looking for. Relax and enjoy the ride.